Parker showed some signs of success, but the bad far outweighed the good in that start. What did you see from him in the way he was pitching?
Well, similar to some of the games we played recently, you know, he looked like he struggled with some of the early pitches and then found it. And then we scored some runs, and then we gave it right back. And that's been a problem for us, you know, here during, what, the last week or 10 days or so is when, you know, you score some runs, you want to go back out there and get right back in the dugout, and we haven't been able to do that. And then, you know, after that inning, it just looked like he got a little bit out of sync again after that.
Bob, what about, like, defensively? It seems like sometimes the focus isn't there, and like we were seeing maybe a little bit more last year. Does that kind of thing kind of get contagious sometimes when the errors or maybe some lethargic play?
Well, yeah, I think as far as the one at first you're talking about, I think that was our only error, wasn't it? I believe so at first. And, you know, maybe he needs to go to second on that ball, but, you know, his reaction told him to throw it to first, and he just threw it behind him. It certainly isn't for a lack of concentration. Brandon Moss is out there playing every inning, every game. And I think that was our only error of the game. It didn't look particularly good all the way around our game. You know, we're not hitting. They're scoring runs, and, you know, it just looks pretty stagnant, and it has that feeling. But I don't think it's for a lack of concentration. I really don't.
Like, a couple went through Jaso's wickets. And as a former catcher, is that something that you just got to get your glove dirty and?
Yeah, I mean, the last thing you want as a catcher is you have to run back to the screen, you know. And so, you know, obviously he doesn't want that to happen. But, you know, again, he's been working pretty hard at what he's doing. And we feel good about he and Norris both. It was a bad game all around for us today. It was just an ugly game.
Kurt has never been ejected in his career. He's a pretty calm guy. Any idea what happened there?
Well, I think it had to do with the check swing. You know, earlier in the game and with Reimhold, and then I think it just carried over from that. I actually didn't even see it happen. I was looking at my card, and all of a sudden someone said, you better go out there and get him, and I looked up, and he'd already been thrown out. I didn't even see him get thrown out, so that's my fault for not being out there a little bit sooner. I just wasn't watching it happening when he went out to make the visit. I was looking at my card, and it just happened pretty quickly. But he's going to stick up for his pitchers.
Getting back to Jared, last start, it seemed like he'd maybe turn the corner a little bit.
Right.
In his bad starts, are you seeing anything? Is there any one specific issue, or is it a conglomeration of things that are going on with him?
You know, if we knew exactly, certainly, you know, you try to put your finger on it and address it, and that's what, you know, in bullpens, if it's a certain pitch that he's not commanding, he certainly works on it that way. It just seems like at times just gets a little out of sync, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's spotting the ball pretty nicely, and then all of a sudden gets behind three or four hitters in a row and walks a guy and maybe just has a little trouble coming back and getting that feeling again. So, you know, I think that may be the issue right now.
After the tough road trip and then tonight, how do you guys just kind of bounce back and get back in the series after this?
Well, you just have to do exactly that. You know, we didn't have a great trip. We had one really good game, and then we lose a tough one the next day, which we played pretty well. We just gave up some middle-inning runs again and then just had a stinker tonight. So you just try to put it past you and come back and be confident you're going to win tomorrow.